Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leonard Skinner's Simple Man, that can only mean one thing on this show. All things self-proclaimed Simple Man himself, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, always a pleasure to have you. I have important questions for you today. It's not a cupcake interview day, so don't get me started.
I'm ready, Hannity. Fire away.
All right. What I want to talk to you about is I'm a little pissed off today. And maybe you'll agree with me. So we give tens and tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, more than Western Europe. And we basically, between Western Europe and the U.S., they've never fought this battle, and a sovereign country invaded by a hostile actor and a hostile regime, Russia, Putin, you know the actors. So we give them billions of dollars, but we don't give them the power to win the war. It's now become a long, protracted conflict. All this American taxpayer dollars are down the drain. We learn that top deputies of Zelensky have been padding their own pockets. They got fired because they got caught. I don't know the extent of which. Now they're talking about even giving tanks, et cetera, and upping our contribution. And I'm looking at Western Europe, and I'm getting really pissed off. This is their backyard, Bill, and we're paying more than all these countries combined. I'm tired of spending, you know, tens and tens of millions of dollars on the World Economic Forum where thousands of private jets come in and they're telling us not to eat beef. I'm tired of paying $7 billion to the United Nations, which is anti-American, and they have historically been anti-Semitic. I'm tired of the World Health Organization. The majority of funds come from us, and they became the propaganda arm for China on COVID. And lastly, why are we in the Paris Accords, Bill O'Reilly? Maybe you can explain this. When we're paying the bulk of money, and meanwhile, countries like China and India are portrayed as and labeled as developing nations. They're not developing nations, Bill. They should either pay their fair share or we should stop paying it. Now, that's a lot to consume there. I'm going to give you a lot of time to respond.
Well, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from the question.
It's not a question. I was laying the foundation for the question.
I'm going to give it to you as a historian / journalist, okay? And we'll take them one by one. If I forget, because I'm old, one of your points, and you can remind me. The first thing is that Europe has always been dependent on the United States for its defense, ever since Hitler was defeated and the Soviet Union went in to occupy half of Europe. The United States has been the bulwark of protecting Western Europe. So that's been in play for a long, long time. It's like a welfare system. So the Western European nations have gotten used to that. And they know that the United States doesn't want expansionism by Russia and Putin. So they're going to hold back on their commitment to see what we do. So maybe their commitment is going to be less. That's what the Germans did. Okay, so the Germans said, no, we're not going to give them any tanks. But as soon as the Biden administration leaned on him, the new guy, all right, and we said we're going to give 31 Abrams tanks, then they said, okay, we're going to give Leopard tanks, which are good machines, by the way. And so now Ukraine is about as fully armed as it could be. They've got rockets to shoot down helicopters. They've got these tanks, which will be used primarily for defense. And so that has worked out pretty well. But if any American thinks that Europeans are looking out for us, the only country over there that looks out for us at all is Great Britain. That's it.
Boris Johnson came out this weekend and he's the only one that said what I said. They're not fighting this war to win it. That means it becomes another quagmire, another Afghanistan.
Careful.
I don't want America in these long, protracted conflicts, Bill.
Well, neither do I, but you've got to be careful with this because you've got an unstable dictator with nuclear weapons. You've got to be careful with this.
How do you be careful, Bill? We're going to give them money. We're going to give them tanks. We're going to escalate. And at what point do we say, we've got nuclear weapons too, Vladimir? Okay. You fire at us, we'll destroy you.
Come on. Look, it's an incremental policy. This is the one thing that the Biden administration hasn't screwed up. All right? It's an incremental policy. So we waited to see if the Ukrainians were going to stand up and fight for their freedom, which they did. Now, Ukraine is a corrupt country. Just because you're fighting a foreign invasion doesn't mean you're not corrupt. They're corrupt. And that's, again, something everybody's going to have to accept. It's always been that way in that country. Always. All right? So the United States says, all right, they're going to fight, so we're going to incrementally increase our aid, both monetarily and military, to make it very, very difficult for Putin to win. And that has worked. That has worked. Putin's losing over there.
Bill, I beg to differ with you. If it was working, Putin would be out.
No.
Putin has systematically dismantled the infrastructure of that country and has been targeting innocent men, women, and children and apartment buildings and schools and all infrastructure. There's barely a country to go back to and to live in.
I just disagree with that. Kyiv controls 80%. Of the country, the actual land, and they'll be able to rebuild. Of course, we'll pay for a lot of it. But Putin is really taking a beating both inside and outside Russia. He's a pariah outside. He's finished. He's never going to go to G7 anymore. He's done. All right. The Russian economy, the ruble, all of it is really in trouble. And it's just a matter of time before either this guy dies, because people say he's got a malady.
Somebody could take him out.
Withdraws him, which is what the United States wants. They want.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. It wouldn't be that difficult. You know the possibilities are existent, and that is geographically, it's very possible. Why doesn't Ukraine start hitting Russian targets, Bill? That's how you fight wars. You don't keep it just in your own backyard.
All right. They don't have the supply line capacity to do that. All right. So Ukrainians are best on the ground when they fight a guerrilla war in these places where they know the places and the Russian conscripts don't. The only reason that the Russian army is even there now is because of the mercenary Wagner group that Putin's paying from oil funds. These are professional outside soldiers that he's brought in. His army is useless.
Well, and then you see what happened as soon as he brought back his own version of the draft. People started leaving in droves. But wait a minute. Let me just take issue with one point you're making. And you're making very good points, and we're having a good back and forth. But the idea that they can't run a guerrilla operation and target Russian targets, specific targets. I wouldn't target civilians the way Putin is doing it. But I would target, you know, big. I would target the Kremlin if I was Ukraine. I would let them feel the pain that they are inflicting on innocent people.
Okay, but that gives them license to up the horror on innocent people in Ukraine. And that's what's holding them back. It's like Vietnam for the United States. This is the best analogy. Why didn't we just bomb Hanoi into rubble? Because we feared if we did that, that the Chinese and Russians would come into the war.
And what happened, Bill? Well, how did that war end?
That's right. But the conflagration that might have happened had we wiped out Hanoi could have been a thousand times worse.
We were carpet bombing like crazy, Bill, in Vietnam.
Out civilian targets in North Vietnam. We could have done that. We could have broken their infrastructure.
We've got to be a country with a soul. That's not what I'm calling for. But I am saying that government targets are fair game, right, especially because they invaded a sovereign country and they are killing and targeting civilians and their infrastructure.
The people who are directing the offensive operations for the Ukrainians are in the American CIA. That's who's calling the shots over there, Hannity.
Quick break, more with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, and then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, our number, as we continue. It's just this basic and fundamental. My Pillow products help me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. They just work. If you haven't gotten your My Pillow yet, you need it. The best pillow, the softest pillow, the most comfortable pillow ever. They got a great deal on their Giza Dream Sheets going on right now, made from the world's best cotton, the softest sheets you'll ever sleep on. Lowest price ever, $29.98 at the Sean Hannity Square when you go to MyPillow.com. Now, Giza Dream Sheets come in multiple colors, styles, sizes. You can upgrade your bedding. Every MyPillow product has a 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and they have deep discounts on other great MyPillow products. You can call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. Those products arrive, and all the sleep you want, need, crave, desire, and deserve will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, we continue with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number. The Democrats don't like this whole classified top secret document scandal as it relates to Biden, because Biden came out so strongly and it was his executive branch, his Justice Department, his AG, his FBI director, that proudly said that they authorized the raid of Mar-a-Lago. Okay, now we have 5 different places where Joe Biden has had top secret classified documents. The one thing that the Biden administration politically desperately needs to go away is that story. That's why they're pushing the debt ceiling issue so hard. We're nowhere near a crisis, Bill. You know that crisis won't come till May or June. So the question is, are there other motives here for upping the ante in terms of American involvement in this Ukrainian conflict?
I don't think it's a wag the dog situation. I think U.S. intel is basically telling the Pentagon and Biden, we have Putin on the ropes. Up the pressure a little bit and he could go over the side. That's what I think happened there.
But Bill, upping the pressure, I don't think gets you there. Here's my argument to you.
I'm just telling you what you may be
absolutely. Okay, you may be right, but I'm saying America cannot get
you, because of the nature of his weaponry, you can't hit him between the eyes. So what they're doing is it's a drip, drip, drip. It's a year now. It's going to be a year February since Putin foolishly invaded that country. It's been more than 100,000 Russian casualties. You know the Russian people know this. And so the end game is get rid of Putin. It might not happen, but that is why.
I said that from day one, that the goal should be that somebody, hopefully within his inner circle, will take the guy out. We know he's evil. What he's done here is even beyond evil in terms of the level of war crimes, etc. But I will tell you, Bill, there is a growing sense in America that enough is enough.
We're not playing the long game here.
Well, the long game ended up being 20 years in Afghanistan, Bill, but I'll give you an example of what did work. Donald Trump eviscerated the caliphate that grew under Biden and Obama. And he eviscerated them by bombing the living daylights out of them and not stopping until it was over.
But that was a different campaign because the caliphate didn't have the potential or the ability to destroy what Putin has. Putin has unbelievable potential to destroy things. Let's get to the Paris Accords that you asked about. So Trump got us out.
Not just the Paris Accords. Generally, we fund all these globalist organizations that hate us, and we pay the freight for everybody, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Back. Trump cut that back on almost every front. That's what the NATO controversy was. You know, you better pay up. So Trump did a good job there, pulled us out of that climate accord thing because he did it for political reasons, let's be honest, because a lot of conservatives don't believe in global warming and they don't want money being directed into these organizations. So there was a high level of politics. But I talked to him about it one-on-one, and he said to me, look, this was a scam. This Paris Accord thing was a scam. It did us no good because we are way ahead of the world in fighting climate change. And we are. If you look at the stats, we do more than all of the European countries do as far as, you know, cutting back on emissions and things like that. And you mentioned China and India, who are not going to cooperate at all. So it was just throwing money into the ocean. But as soon as Biden was elected, everybody had to know that Biden is a big climate change guy, and he's almost ruined the U.S. economy. That's what this inflation thing's all about. For a year, he terrorized the American fossil fuel industry, Biden did, and it jacked up all the prices for everybody. And he did it under the banner of global warming. So why is anybody surprised he's back in Paris giving them hundreds of millions of dollars? This is what I mean. People don't see the big picture here.
By the way, I'm all in favor of giving China the UN. They can have it. They can fund it. They can pay for all of it. And we could not participate because it's a useless organization.
You want to pull out of the UN?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a wise
really?
Do.
Well, who's in charge of the Human Rights Commission usually, Bill? Are they countries that have good human rights records?
No. It's a symbolic organization. But if we pulled out of it, it would isolate us and send them
$7 billion. We fund it, but it's rabidly anti-American, anti-Semitic, and it puts some of the world's worst tyrants in charge of human rights. That makes sense to you?
You and I have to go to D.C. and get these Republican pinheads to cut some of this stuff.
What do you think? Hannity and O'Reilly, that's a great ticket. What do you think?
Yeah, we have to go in there and say, nope.
By the way, you couldn't be anybody's vice president. You would not be able to take in 10 minutes. You try to take me out in a coup.
You can be president and I'll do the brain work.
Oh, OK. We're really in luck here. All right. All things simple, man. Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, God bless you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
800-941-SEAN. Our number, your calls coming up next. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your calls straight ahead, 800-941-SEAN, our number.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network. iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, there was a pretty incredible moment. There's been a lot of pressure brought to bear. Republicans and this new Congressman Santos, who, by the way, as fate would have it for me, happens to be my congressman. You just can't make this stuff up. However, okay, he told lies. You know who else has been a liar? Adam Schiff is a congenital liar, and Eric Swalwell is a liar himself, and I don't trust either one of them. And yes, Santos lied too, but they'll all have to face voters come the next election. It'll be up to the people to decide in the end. So questions about, and Hakeem Jeffries went forward and tried to appoint both Swalwell and Adam Schiff to the Intel Committee. And Kevin McCarthy was asked that question at a presser yesterday. It's a long question and answer, but I want you to listen to it because he levels the media. And I think probably his best moment as speaker to date. Listen.
Intel committee. Is Santos on the Intel committee? Am I allowing Schiff to be on other committees? Go right ahead.
Because you have direct power over who goes on the intelligence committee, you also will be able to pay for your full house, taking off other Democrats, perhaps Representative Omar. But you have said that lying to us is something that means you should be reserved for the intelligence committee. But why is it not a factor?
Well, let me be very
clear. This is a man who should not be on committee, something you do have power over.
He's gotten elected by his district. So, Okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you. No, no, let's answer her question. You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the Intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel, because it goes to the national security of America, and I will always put them first, all right? And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing, and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on Intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the Intel Committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee. So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel Committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence, because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
I mean, he just lays it out in all the specificity, all the detail you would ever, ever want. And there it is. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Thomas in North Carolina. Thomas, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, Sean. I just got a couple questions about Mike Pence. I've been a little upset at everybody that wants to make excuses for this guy because he turned in his documents. You know, I don't think being just marginally better than Joe Biden makes him right, especially when he's on national mainstream news taking shots at President Trump, you know, condescending voice with his, no, I did not take the documents, and there's no reason to have classified documents. This guy's had them for 2 years now, and he's been a problem long before this. He's been a problem forever.
Let me tell you what happened here, and I can explain it, and sources have confirmed this for me, so I can bring you up to speed. So he's watching all of this unfold, and he went through a very diligent process. I talked to the people around him when they were leaving the White House. It's as I have said, it's always chaotic when there's an incoming administration and an administration leaving. And on his own said, you know what, let me just double check. Let me get my team. We'll do a search together. They searched everywhere. I would be very shocked if there was a second, third, or fourth finding with Mike Pence. They found a couple of documents. He followed the law and, you know, contacted the National Archives and Record Administration and the Justice Department and told them what he found, handed it back over. The FBI came and took it, and that was the end of it. Now, is there a problem overall with all this? Yeah, but I think the most egregious has been Hillary Clinton, one, Joe Biden, two. Trump was cooperative in spite of all the media reports. The FBI was in the room, had unfettered access with permission of Trump where the documents were found. When they raided it, they could have taken it the day they were there voluntarily allowed in Mar-a-Lago. Put a padlock on that storage room. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. The media just hates all things Donald Trump. But I, you know, knowing the process as it is, it just is, it's chaotic. It's insane.
And that's the problem, that when they first raided Trump, Mike Pence didn't come out and say, it's chaotic, it's insane, we have people pack up our documents for us.
No, you're wrong. He condemned the raid at Mar-a-Lago.
He went on ABC News, on mainstream news, and said...
He said he shouldn't have had the documents, but he condemned the raid.
And he's been a problem for a long time, and people are done with him even before this. And so, you know, people don't really want to hear about his book coming out or all that after we felt how he turned his back on us. And now it's just another stab in the back, another embarrassment, another time he's been proved a hypocrite. Well,
Okay, so don't. Here's a simple solution for you. You know, don't vote for Mike Pence.
Anybody that has any documents.
If you don't like Mike Pence, don't vote for him. If you think he was hypocritical on this, then, you know, I've given you a chance to say it. Do you feel better?
I mean, I just think that it's something that needs to be said, because a lot of people call you in, Sean, and I do love what you do, man. But they call you in and they say, will you speak for me and all this? And a lot of times you do. But with people like Mike Pence, you really don't. The majority of the people out here, the Republican voters, the conservatives, the people in the Trump Make America movement, we don't like Mike Pence. We're done with him. We don't have sympathy for him, and we're not looking to make excuses for him when he gets exposed.
I told you what I think happened. Is that sound like I'm a special pleader for anybody in all of this? No, not at all. I mean, the system sucks across the board, period. That's it. And you know what? There's got to be, by the way, it's voluminous in terms of the volume, the sheer volume of top secret classified information. The National Archives Records Administration, I think they're biased. I think the biggest issue to me in all of this is not what you're talking about. The biggest issue to me is the dual system of justice, the treatment of Hillary Clinton, even the 33,000 deleted emails, the devices destroyed with hammers and Blackberries and iPhones destroyed. SIM cards removed. We don't know what was on those 33,000 emails she got rid of. I would assume that probably would have been a pretty eye-opening moment for the country, or else why would she have gone through all that effort? In my book, I would say that would be a pretty classic case, or a strong case for an indictment on an obstruction, but what do I know? I'm not a lawyer. And if no prosecute would ever prosecute that, then that means nothing is happening to anybody with regards to these documents, period, end of sentence. Listen, you feel passionate as you do. This is my advice to you. Follow your passion. Vote for who you like. There's nobody telling you who to vote for. You know, it's at the end of the day, you know, we've got to make choices in life, and everyone's going to have to live with the choice that they make. And obviously, I think I know where you stand, Thomas. I wish you the best, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. What do you want to add? Go ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on. I largely agree with everything you're saying about the classified documents being a mess, but I think that really, you know, Mike Pence deserves extra scrutiny because of the way he carried himself, but I guess it's something that, you know, maybe we disagree on. But,
well, why would he deserve extra scrutiny when he did an independent search based on what news reports were, handed over the documents? What do you want to have happen? You want his home raided?
I want him to have a special counsel, the same way Joe Biden and Donald
Trump. It may happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody's getting in trouble over it.
Well,
anybody.
I agree with that. And I was going to say, either none of them get in trouble. But if anybody has an excuse for it, it's Trump, being that he was the president and can claim that he declassified this. So, to me...
I believe Donald Trump has the best case of everybody.
Mike Pence went on the news.
All right.
Like he felt his life.
All right, we're repeating ourselves. It's getting old. It's beginning to bore me. I understand. Don't vote for him. Stay away from him. Carl in Texas. What's up, Carl? How are you?
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. My problem is that I don't see how there can be any unbiased favor with the DOJ and the FBI both being appointed from Joe Biden on either of these special counsels or investigations. It's
you know what? Now we're going through an exercise that is of futility. The outcome is predetermined. They're not going to do anything about this with anybody in any case. The fact that there's been a double standard is just exactly why we need Jim Jordan investigating. And I had Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz on TV last night. This is what their investigation is about, whether the FBI is politicized and the DOJ is being weaponized, whether there's a dual system of justice. You know, Rand Paul made the comment. I actually liked it. He said, if we got rid of the top 10% of the FBI, the seventh floor, if you will, the FBI would be fine. It needs new leadership. It needs somebody that is going to take all politics out of the FBI. It needs to be returned to being the world's premier law enforcement organization. It ought not be involved in the elections and trying to skew the elections the way they did in the last two presidential elections, for example, or the fact that the Mueller investigation was going on in the midterms in 2018. They need to just stay out of the way. And you know what? For the good agents that put their lives on the line for us, thank you. For those people that have political leanings that is influencing their work, they need to go.
Absolutely. And is that the question for you? Is that also the job of the House Oversight Committee? Because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of these politicians are owned. And they're doing the bidding of their party and whoever their special interest, not the people. So who's
all true
to monitor this?
Well, that's what oversight is about. That's what the Judiciary Committee hopefully will get to the bottom of. But don't expect cooperation from Christopher Wray or Merrick Garland or the DOJ or the FBI. They're going to try to avoid this at all costs. Mark my words. I hope I'm wrong. But we're already seeing signs that I'm going to be proven right. And that's sad for the American people. They will obstruct. They will delay. They will fight in the courts. And they will hope that Democrats get elected and protect them again so they can do whatever they want without any scrutiny or oversight at all. Listen, I love this group, Preborn. They have a website that is secure. It's preborn.com/Sean. Now, the great thing about this organization is they're not taking a penny in any government funding, unlike Planned Parenthood. They don't get one cent. They're using science, and they're saving 150 babies' lives a year. What they're doing is they're showing women that are pregnant what their ultrasound looks like and listening to the heartbeat and seeing fingers and toes and facial features of their child growing within them. And the science is resulting when people see that the majority of the time, they're now choosing life. But this is only possible because of you and your generosity and your donations. And I'm going to be a part of this myself. Now, for $28, you can rescue a baby's life through science. That's how much it costs for one ultrasound. $140 would sponsor five ultrasounds. The other great thing about this organization is they don't stop there. They offer counseling. They offer baby formula, medical assistance, diapers, whatever a mom's going to need for up to 2 years if they want to keep their child. Or maybe if they want adoptive services, they'll help them there too. And they do it all on their own, no government help. And by the way, you're going to love this. This 100% of your donation will go straight towards this organization. They want to save 100,000 lives this year alone. Dial #250. It's a great cause. Say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby. On their website, it's preborn.com/Sean.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.